Unless a trade is made, the Vikings will be watching on Thursday night for the first round of the 2017 NFL Draft and will make their first selection at pick number 48 in the second round, a selection that could lead to many intriguing names and possibilities for the Vikings when they are on the clock on Friday evening.
All right, for the Vikings in the draft, especially at 48, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, the question is, O-line or not O-line?
I mean, when you come at it from 48, it's really difficult, in my opinion, to pigeonhole a position or a player because so much takes place in front of where you're going to select. Now, I would bet offensive linemen at that spot, but if they were to take a defensive guy and fortify what's already really good with this team, I wouldn't be offended by that. Now, maybe via Beyond the Gridiron, we can start a rumor involving Wisconsin tackle Ryan Ramczyk and get him to continue to drop in the draft. So maybe he's available around 48. Absolutely in love with the guy. I think he's going to be gone way in front of where the Vikings pick, but kind of somebody like that, it's very difficult.
Even with that collarbone injury he had?
A collarbone, I thought it was a sternum.
Oh, might have been
both.
And
I hear it was really, really bad.
Oh, man, he could fall to the second round.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, the beauty of what the Vikings did in free agency, they signed two offensive tackles who should start, Mike Remmers and Riley Reiff.
Yep.
So if you don't go offensive line at 48, you've got those guys who can start and maybe fill a void for you for a couple of years. You can pick up linemen later. Isn't that one possible philosophy?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you believe those who are most plugged into the draft, you know, without mentioning names, it's a really deep draft for running backs, safeties, cornerbacks, but you can get sneaky with project tackles, offensive linemen, and wide receivers around where the Vikings are going to pick in rounds 2 through 4. Mm-hmm. Now, I happen to believe that this is a year. It's a really good year to have multiple picks in rounds 3 and 4, and the Vikings and the Indianapolis Colts are the only two teams as of now that have multiple picks in rounds 3 and 4. So from a philosophical standpoint, I don't really want to mess with that. I want to have that many picks through 4 rounds, and with that flexibility and that currency, you can kind of maneuver where you want to go to get who you want to get.
There are lots of different flavors of running back, if you will. GM Rick Spielman said it earlier in the offseason. Now, at the top of this draft, you have Leonard Fournette. You have Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Those guys are studs, probably going to be gone by by the time you get to 48. But after that, you know, you have Alvin Kamara from Tennessee. You have Joe Mixon from Oklahoma. You have Tariq Cohen, something called Tariq Cohen from North Carolina A&T.
Love it.
Who's really good.
Absolutely love it.
James Conner from Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So the point is, what type of running back do you want? Forget the names and where they might go. But think about the offense with Pat Shurmur. Mm-hmm. Think about already having Jerick McKinnon and Latavius Murray. The type of running back that you would like from this draft.
Wobby, we have running backs now when they're all healthy, in my opinion, who are pretty good running it, you know, like 3.8 to 4.2 yards per carry type guys.
Okay.
But they both can catch it. McKinnon can catch it and run. Murray can catch it and run. And they're both high-end at pass protection, specifically Latavius Murray, who's been really good at that during his career. So I think finding a scholar of the game who is good at all three facets of running, and then you put him into the situation and you take good and find one facet of it and make it great.
A lot of safeties in here in this draft class to like, I think. Guys that Mike Zimmer could work with. When we were at the Combine, Obi Melifonwu from UConn.
Yep.
6'4". Everyone compared him to Cam Chancellor.
Absolutely love him.
Tested off the charts at the Combine.
I don't put it past the Vikings to find somebody who looks like a safety at first blush, but can play linebacker with Kendricks and or Barr, and also can stay on the field when you get into nickel situations. The home run guy for that is Jabril Peppers.
From Michigan.
But he's going to be long gone, and I'm not a fan of trading a massive amount of picks to move up to get one guy, specifically this year. But that's the kind of guy I'm talking about.
48 to 32, which is what the Vikings would have to do to get into the first round. that is a big jump.
Yeah.
It would cost you maybe multiple picks, maybe a third-round pick.
I'm not a fan of that.
Not expecting that this year.
I'm not either, but I really, in a draft like this, again, there are two teams with multiple picks in rounds 3 and 4, and that is a valued place to be in a draft like this, having 5 picks through the first 4 rounds. That's a great spot to be. And honestly, I'd like to keep it.
Well, we certainly hope that Messer, Spielman, Payton, Studwell, Stevenson, and Zimmer were watching this, because they should have all their answers now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going to trade everything up to get Ryan Ramczyk and start him at tackle immediately. That's great information provided via Beyond the Gridiron.